Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here at Parkside Cafe, right on North Main in Bristol, in advance of our, we're doing a mayoral debate here at 8 a.m. live. Ellen Zappo-Sasu, the former mayor of Bristol, and Jeff Caggiano, the Republican, two-term, looking for a third term as mayor. I think he said it would be his last term. We did this 2 years ago. It was a really dynamic day, and we could not have done it without the generosity and the space of J.O. Rusgrove, who owns Parkside Cafe and is a huge champion of Bristol, especially in the downtown. And he joins us live here in Brian Company. What's going on, by the way?
Good morning, Brian. Good morning. Good morning, Joey.
We got a little different now. We got some TV cameras. Not so bad.
I'll tell you what. This is the big time, man. This is the big time. Bristol's on the map.
Well, it's
for a good thing.
I think
on the map for a good thing.
Which is a good thing.
It's a good thing.
And a lot's happened on this street, too. And I want to ask a couple questions. You know, first of all, like from your perspective, take like partisan politics out. Like, how do you feel from your perspective as a resident, as a business owner? Like, how is Bristol doing?
I think it's amazing. Just driving up and down North Main Street from a few years ago to today.
Well, the beginning of it is stunning.
It is stunning. And right where we are here at the Parkside Cafe, we are part of the gateway access from Route 6, Terryville, Plymouth into Bristol. So this part of town is kind of the first area that people see as they're visiting the city of Bristol. I think it's incredible. There's no longer a big dirt pile where the Center Mall used to be for years. There doesn't seem to be as much infighting, political infighting, about how things are going to get done. People seem to finally be working together and for a common good. And the area where our new restaurant, Pure Foods, is located is in the new Carrier building. Absolutely.
Wait, so that used to be in another location and you're moving it to the new space?
We moved. So we were actually right up the street about a half a mile away. We were there for 4.5 years. The Carrier family, Gino and Ryan Carrier, put up a beautiful, beautiful building here in town and asked us if we wanted to be one of the anchors on the commercial end of things. So we moved Pure Foods over there. It's been, we already had an amazing business there. I mean, up where we were before.
What is Pure Foods for people who don't know?
It's a heart healthy cafe, smoothie bar. We always say Parkside is kind of like the big naughty brother because this is where all the bacon and syrup and sugar.
It's the high cholesterol place.
This is, you know, if you're watching your weight, you know, our motto here at the Parkside Cafe is enter as strangers, leave as friends. I said to my wife we should be changing that to helping people pack on the pounds since 2008 because you don't come here for Weight Watchers meetings. But at Pure Foods, we take a much different approach there. But being there in that part of town and the revitalization, we had an overhaul of City Hall a few years ago, which looks amazing. These two new buildings, the Wheeler Clinic building that just went up within the last 2 years, just adds to the landscape as well. It's a whole new dynamic. It's a whole new feel. You see people walking down the street down here that are actually like part of a viable downtown. And that's something I think everybody's always wanted and something we haven't had for a very long time.
For decades, yeah. And I think as I watch the Channel 3 folks woofing down their food, they're going to need a nap before their next live shot. And I think, you don't have to respond to this, but I think that that's part of the debate today, I think, is that, you know, Ellen probably feels like she deserves some of the credit, and a lot of it's happened under Jeff Caggiano's watch, and I think that'll be a part of the discussion today. I want to ask you a business question that I'm going to ask you about, like, because I look at what you're doing as a public service, like you offering up your establishment to do something like this, and it's interesting because it's one of those things where I think we're going to get the chance to do this again somewhere else, and I think for you to be the first one to let us do it, and the fact that you were like, yeah, let's do it. I always am so appreciative and grateful for your openness to it. And so I might as well just ask you, I'll ask you the business question at the end. Why do something like this? You know, because you might, maybe you lose a few bucks, or maybe you gain a few. I don't know what the business impact is, but to give up the space to do something like this, why would you do it?
Money is not even a factor today. And it's really, if you know my wife and I, Leanne, money has never really been a driving factor of why we do what we do. We're all about
community. Which is probably why you've done well, by the way.
I think so. I'd like to think that, you know, our customers have always been the focal point of what we do and creating great food in an environment to enjoy both those memories, the food, the family. But today, it's great to be able to have as many people within the community that can stop by. I think it's very important that they hear what both candidates have to say. Both names are very recognizable. There's nobody here that no one's familiar with. So I think everybody knows where these two candidates are coming from. But to be able to be here live, maybe even get to ask a question at the end before they leave, I think that's the most important thing. We need a venue. This is the perfect venue for it.
Do you have a question you want to ask? Because I could work that in.
Me personally?
Yeah.
No, I think, you know,
you're trying to stay out of the politics, right?
Leanne and I are very bipartisan. And, you know, what's best for the city of Bristol is what's best for the city of Bristol. And we work with whatever mayor is in office. We think that's the most important thing. The city of Bristol is first and foremost in this.
J.L. Rusgrove, who's the owner here of Parkside Cafe and Pure Foods here in Bristol. And, I'm curious, you know, we had all the egg conversations for a long time. And then, you know, I don't know the extent, like, would a tariff regime impact you? Like, have you seen, is there anything within your portfolio of products that would have any impact on?
It would. The biggest one is coffee. And coffee is the biggest staple, one of the biggest profit centers within a breakfast, lunch, cafe, or any restaurant. Really.
Where do you source it? Where is it sourced from?
Well, I mean, Mexico. Yep. So you know that there's already so much talk about what's going on there in Mexico. But you can get it from – we buy direct from roasters. So we don't always know their end result or their end customer where they're getting from. But we obviously do feel the trickle-down effect of – price increases, everything, nothing's really ever come back down from the when we had COVID a few years ago. I mean, it has come down,
right?
But the restaurants community have still taken it on the chin since 5 years ago. You know, coffee is just one of many things.
So to sum it up, you've seen some impact on pricing.
Yes.
That you think is through tariffs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And have you adjusted menu pricing?
No.
Okay. And I'm also curious because the one thing I learned, and we haven't talked at all, and we only have about a minute, that wholesalers were hurt the most by the egg spike, more than the consumer.
Right.
Because they had so much leverage over you, right?
That's right.
And has that come down?
It has. Okay. It tremendously, which is, you know, that was a terrible time, and you know, I know you and I talked about
kiss off to the suppliers. That's so lame.
Well, I mean, they had their people that they were dealing with, the egg brokers and farmers that they were dealing with. So, I hope we don't ever go through that again. That was so crippling. COVID was bad enough. That was so crippling for so many restaurants, breakfast, lunch, cafes,
yeah,
especially even right here in the city.
Well, breakfast is not the margins on breakfast are different because you're not selling, you know, bottles of wine and stuff like that. You know, it's a different ballgame.
It is.
It's a high volume game. Well, listen, thank you.
Thank you.
And we really appreciate it. We love working with you.
And I love having you here.
And it's going to be great. Hopefully I do my job. That's the thing I'm worried about.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.